This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Just let it flow. No one can do it quite like Caroline. It's time for Caroline.
What's up, you guys? I am so excited. I have one of my most favorite people on this episode, Rebecca Sweet. She's the wife of Philip Sweet from Little Big Town, and they live up to their last name like you just can't even imagine. They are the sweetest people on earth. Rebecca's so beautiful on the inside and out. She starts this whole interview off by telling me about the most epic red carpet ball you could ever imagine. She's so down to earth, just lays it out like it is. She's not scared to not be perfect, and she's so honest, which I just love so much. Then we get into Little Big Town family dynamic between all the band members and spouses and how they get along. What a beautiful family it is. Talk about how Little Big Town went through 4 record deals, and there's a lot of dark times during that, but they always stayed together, stayed positive. Philip growing up on welfare, and now he's just always been this dreamer, how he's never lost that dreaming spirit. Talking about how they had a baby on the road at 9 days old. So crazy. They took their child on the road at 9 days old, and it was amazing. Of course it was, because that's how they rolled. They're just so chill, so cool. And we also talk about how their daughter Penelope is daddy's girl. This interview is so sweet, so heartfelt. We get into pregnancy cravings that we both had when we're pregnant. And she tells me a trick to staying out of the comparison game that is a game changer. You are not going to want to miss this. Here she is, Rebecca Sweet.
Hello.
Hi. I'm here with Rebecca Sweet.
I love you.
I love you more.
You're my favorite human ever. We've known each other for so long.
Oh my gosh. I am obsessed with you.
I mean, it's like a problem.
And you were
I stalk you.
I stalked you all the way down to the bottom of your Instagram today, especially.
Oh, Lord. I don't even know what's there.
Well, I was telling you earlier. I found one picture that made me laugh so hard. There's a picture of Helen Mirren.
Kathy Bates.
Oh, gosh. Kathy Bates.
I love her.
A pool with 2 cabana pool boys.
Full on feathers and fur.
And 6-pack abs. And you're like, this will be me in my next life.
For sure.
And then Caroline Bryan comments below, like, you better take me with you.
Yeah. She's my homie.
She's someone I've recently interviewed and recently gotten to know, and I didn't know how hilarious she was.
She's so funny. This is actually hysterical. And we tell the story all often.
Okay.
So
okay, good. Let's hear it.
So we can talk about it.
Okay, great.
Her and I met.
How did y'all meet?
Luke and Caroline had just gotten married or engaged.
So y'all have known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm. And Philip and I were in the same boat. And it was our first like big red carpet. I think it was like the CMAs or something. And I was so nervous. I had a little flask and I just looked at her and I was like, you want to do a shot?
And she's like, yeah.
Yeah. And then the sad part about it was that it was on camera.
The shot was on camera?
Uh-huh. Luke and Little Big Town were doing an interview.
And y'all are like in the background just like shooting it up?
Yes. On the red carpet in full on glam.
Oh, that's why I love you. That's why I love y'all. I mean, that is what's up.
That's how our relationship started. We were just, we were terrified. It was like the first time we had ever been in front of the public like that. And it's terrifying.
How do you adjust to red carpet life? Because you and Philip, now that I've known you guys for a while, like y'all are the most down to earth, real, kindest humans in the world. But there's also this huge other side, the little big town side and all that comes with it. How do you adjust to those two sides and how have you worked them into a hybrid?
Man, I don't know. That's a good question. I think I just have to breathe. And Philip is he's such a great human being. He's such a balance of life. Like he'll just look at me and just say something so sweet and kind and energizing. And then you just go. It's like jumping off a cliff every time. But I definitely get social anxiety about it.
Well, because it's a big deal. And everyone's looking at you guys. Has it gotten more comfortable the longer you've done it? Because now y'all are pros now. Well, I mean, you're professional. You're professional red carpenters.
I don't know. I have great stories about the red carpet and me.
Oh, what? What's one?
Okay. So embarrassing. But it's so good.
What is it?
So
I love a good red carpet story.
I feel like I should write a book about stuff like this because I'm kind of klutzy. Like I'm just clumsy and klutzy, you know? And so one time I was like super pumped about going on the red carpet. I had my long dress.
Yes.
All the hair, all the makeup. I was feeling myself.
Feeling yourself.
Yeah. And then I was skipping the step and repeat. So I was going behind it and they were doing it. And literally there was all these wires and my heel and my dress.
No. Oh, girl. No, all the way down?
Oh, my nose touched the red carpet.
Are you serious? Wait,
it gets better.
All the way down?
All the way down. It gets better, too.
Did you break anything?
Nope. Okay. So there was an actor from Modern Family.
Which one?
I always forget his name, but I love him so much. He's like
the gay shorter couple?
Yes.
The blonde? He's hysterical?
Yes.
Okay.
Behind me.
Okay.
And Martina McBride's bodyguard.
But that's a good person to have behind you because he's funny. Was he funny?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I felt stupid. And I didn't even have a drink at that point at all. I was like totally sober, which makes it worse. And so he saw it. Martina McBride's sweet bodyguard picks me up like Barbie underneath my armpits like this and puts me back on my feet.
Thank God he was behind you. I mean,
and
that
then
was,
they were all like,
oh, bless your heart.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shoot.
Did you like mess up your makeup and your hair or did you just like hop back up and just keep moving?
Keep moving.
Did Philip see it?
Nope.
Was it able to be recorded or did you?
Oh no. Everybody was talking about it.
I mean, that's
like everybody the whole night. Are you okay?
That's an icebreaker.
Dang it. Yes, I'm okay. Sorry.
Oh, Rebecca. My gosh. That's the best. Okay. That's an epic red carpet story.
I mean, that's pretty funny. I mean, when your nose is touching the carpet, you're like,
what are you thinking when you're going down and you're like, then you find yourself face planted in the red carpet, on the red carpet, dressed to the nines. And you're like, what in the world? Here I am. Face on the ground. Like, what is going through your head?
Save me. And who saw it? It was so bad. And that was the year that in Nashville, it like was flooding. So the red carpet was wet.
Oh no. Was your dress wet?
Oh no.
Okay, good.
Thank God.
Oh gosh.
I don't know how it was all these cables. So I landed on the cables and just my face hit the red carpet.
Oh my gosh. Okay. That's epic.
It was like Indiana Jones, like back there with all the cables. Like it looked like a bunch of snakes. You know what I mean?
I mean, I don't think you can top that story. Do you have more stories?
It's a problem.
Okay. Tell me another one. Tell me one more.
Okay.
It's a problem.
It's a problem. So when I was pregnant with Penelope.
Please don't tell me you fell.
No.
Okay.
I did not
Thank
fall.
God. Okay. Cause that would be very dangerous.
Yeah. But somebody did not know that I was pregnant and they're like, kind of like, oh, do you want to work out?
On the red carpet? Someone asked you to work out on the red carpet?
like, you want to go work out, girl? Like, I hadn't seen him in forever. We actually went to high school together because I grew up in Nashville. And
yeah,
so,
you're one of the few that actually are original
Nashvillians. I think we're all hiding.
Yeah.
We're like in a cave together, apparently. Mm-hmm. But yeah,
you're like,
hadn't seen each other in forever.
You want a knuckle sandwich?
I was 8 months pregnant. I was like, rude.
so rude.
Yeah.
Oh, God, the things people say.
I mean, I've gotten called Liv Tyler before.
No, that's good. You look like Liv Tyler.
I will take that all day long.
Oh, I love Liv.
But the best part was one time we were going to an after party in LA and the paparazzi obviously doesn't know who the hell I am, which is perfect. But they just yell, right? And we were getting out of the car and they were like, Liv Tyler. My hair was super stick straight. I was before I had Penelope. You know, feeling myself in my 20s. And they were like, Liv Tyler. And then Philip gets out of the car and they're like, Richard Branson. I'm like,
stop.
Yes, Richard Branson and Liv Tyler in the same car.
That's kind of awesome. Okay, I could see Philip looking like him.
Yeah,
does he get that a lot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'll take that all day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm like, put it on his tab.
Yes, Richard.
Yes. Virgin Airlines, please.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I love it.
So how do you, is it just normal now? Because like when y'all were in LA a while back, like Little Big Town's working with Pharrell and like doing like there.
It was a crazy time. They were working so hard. I mean, Phil would come home at like 4 o'clock in the morning during a snowstorm.
Is it just the like regular life? It's like, okay, everyone's just, this is just life.
Yeah.
And Philip doesn't, I don't feel like Little Big Town makes, they're just so real with it all.
They are. Actually, I always say this, I feel very blessed to have such a sweet husband, but it's also such an added bonus. It's like winning the lottery twice. We are such a big family and.
What Karen, is the dynamic of
it's
everybody?
It's so awesome. I mean, Karen's definitely a boss and a leader and very strong and. But she's so nurturing too. There's like a soft side that I think people don't always like acknowledge her for. But she is a super caring human being. I mean, she'll help me. She'll text me and be like, here, you should wear this on the red carpet. And I'm like, okay.
Okay, Karen Fairchild with the fashion line.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're like, yes, ma'am. I'll do that.
Yeah.
And Kimberly is like.
She's just like
little
honey.
Mama. Yeah, honey. That's like the best description of her. Oh. Honey and so sweet. And her life is just so beautiful. Like she's cultivated and grown such a beautiful life for herself that
she went through a lot of tragedy too. Mm-hmm. Like losing her first husband and all of that.
Yeah. And
never losing her sweetness.
Uh-uh. And she lost her brother-in-law too. And she doesn't waver from who she is. She wakes up every morning probably with a smile on her face.
How does she do that?
I don't know. I try to.
You do that.
No.
Yes,
sometimes
you do.
I'm like, close the curtains. No, but she, and I just love both, all of them. And Jimmy's like a big brother to me. I mean, I razz him all the time.
How fun is that? The fact that Karen and Jimmy are married and like that dynamic works in the band. And,
yeah. And they're all, we all love each other and our kids think they're siblings. Actually, the girls used to tease Kimberly and I that we separated them at birth. They thought they were twins. They would tell people that.
Are they close to the same age?
Uh-huh. They're 5 months apart to the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Daisy was born July 27th and then Penelope was born December 27th.
Oh, my gosh.
So they're little sweet nuggets and Daisy's so creative. Daisy keeps all of us young.
Really? Mm-hmm. What's she like?
She's just so creative and imaginative and she's like her mom. She's so sweet, but very determined.
Really?
Yeah. Like you follow Daisy's rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Love an assertive flower.
Yeah, exactly. It's so perfect. And it's good for Penelope and Penelope's like Philip. She is very smart and creative and she's learning to chart her own music.
Oh my gosh. At 9?
Uh-huh. 11.
At 11?
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh.
Her and her music teacher will chart music. They'll pick a song. And
she loves music?
Yeah. She has a notepad and she charts it. It's awesome.
Isn't it so fun to watch your daughter grow up?
Yeah.
Tell me about that experience. Because now to have an 11-year-old daughter to go from pregnancy to babies to toddlers to, you know.
We took her on the road at 9 days old.
At 9 days old? Okay, talk to me about that. What was that like?
Awful and amazing all the same time. I was like, am I stupid?
No, you're like, no, this is life. We're doing this.
So, and that's when we were all on one bus. So.
Wow, plus the band or just the four of y'all?
The four members. 4 members, 2 spouses, 2 babies.
Okay.
All on one bus.
How was that?
Amazing and probably crazy. 100% crazy. But because Jimmy and Karen didn't have Elijah yet. So
So it's girls, just you and mm-hmm. you and Philip and
Kimberly, and her husband
with their one child.
Mm-hmm. So we had two babies on the bus though. Okay. 5-month-old and a 9-day-old.
Oh my gosh.
And Kimberly's husband built a little shelf above my feet, and Penelope slept above my feet in a bunk.
Oh my gosh. And did she sleep?
Uh-huh. She slept through the night at 6 weeks old.
How do you do that?
I think now it's that the I'm bus. Like
5 months pregnant, how do you do this?
You
sleep
take
training?
That baby on that.
So she's been sleeping through the night since 6 weeks old?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So were y'all like on the road nonstop with a newborn?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you freaked out? Were you scared?
Well, I was like, I have a choice.
Yes.
And Philip really wanted to be a huge part of Penelope's life, which he is. He's an amazing father. And he was like, okay, how are we going to do this? And I was like, well, I don't want to fly with her.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather just be on the bus and I'll just hold up in a little bunk, you know? And so we did. And his bandmates were, of course, super supportive.
I was going to say, how was that? Was everyone
amazing? I actually got to shower. I was like, yeah. Can you just keep an ear on her so I can shower?
So you kind of had like built-in help too. And uh-huh. Everyone's so supportive of it. They don't care if a baby's crying or no. It changes the dynamic of like no. Road life. How great is that?
It was awesome. It was beautiful. And George Strait was her first tour and he held her.
Does she know how cool she is?
No. I was like, in my head when George was holding her at literally under a month old, I was like,
Penelope, your life is so cool. It's so amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
And Martina McBride, I was pregnant and we were out on the road with Martina. I love Martina McBride. I swear she could be a midwife. She's so sweet and was very kind, always checking on me and like making sure I was okay and talking to me. And she raised three beautiful girls and just always kept her cool. Like,
what's her secret?
I don't know, but you should ask her.
Yes.
She, in another life, could be a midwife. I'm not kidding you.
Wow.
She is so attentive and knew all the tricks, and I was freaking out half the time. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So y'all were on tour with her?
When I was pregnant, yep.
Okay, so that's a great, like, teacher.
Yeah. And then we went to George.
Okay, Uncle George.
Yeah. I was like, and I have a picture. I have to frame it for Penelope, but she will never know how really cool. I mean, Martina used to rub my belly and stuff in catering and just, I mean, it was kind of a crazy, like, up and down, you know, like your highs and your lows always like match.
Yeah.
Because I did not feel that perfect at all.
Are you feeling?
Like a mess. And also I was like trying to battle that whole idea of not feeling sexy.
Yes.
And newly married and my husband's on stage and being adored, and I'm trying to like balance that.
How do you balance that?
You just have to like take a breath and remember at the
end. How do you wrap your head around all these adoring women who like would throw themselves at your husband?
I don't know. You know what I think is that when you have a good man, you just feel secure about yourself, but you definitely, your brain goes there. You can't help it.
Cause it's just in front of you.
Yeah. And you can't, yeah. And it's right there, mm-hmm. you know? So Philip and I always try to find a joke about it too. So early on, like one time he got flashed and I was pregnant and I was like,
Oh God.
Yeah. And he was like, babe, she is a mother and her kid was next to her. Like he like puts it in perspective.
A mother flashed him with a kid next to her?
Yeah, girl, it was a Harley Davidson like show.
Oh gosh. Oh wow. That kid, what's gonna, I mean, open my, that kid.
She started crying. She was like, whoa.
The kid?
Yeah.
Well, probably. Cause she's like, my mom just showed her boobs.
Probably said too much, but.
No, yeah. You never know what you're gonna see out there.
No.
And honestly, it's just boobs at the end of the day.
That's what Philip's like. It's like flesh. Like yeah. If you think that that's what's going to get my attention at the end of the day, then you're kind of insulting me and my intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because some woman flashes me her boobs.
Right.
That's actually probably a deterrent.
Exactly. He's like, no.
Yeah. But still, it's like, it's crazy when being married to someone who's in the spotlight, having people just want to be
around
them.
But I love that for him.
Yeah.
Because he really doesn't do it for that reason at all.
Yeah.
He does it because he loves the industry and he loves being creative and he really wants to change the world. That's why I think I can be okay with all of that. Everything mm-hmm. that's weird and funky.
Well, Well, it's just part of the platform.
And you know what? It's also like part of every industry, I feel like.
It is.
I really feel like if you have a corporate job, stuff happens to you. If you have whatever it may be, it's the same formula, right?
What
work
is
hard,
the
yeah. You know, wake up, do it, hustle. If you're passionate about it, you're going to be successful.
Yeah, eventually you will.
Yeah.
and they had a long road to it. I mean, it didn't happen overnight for them.
No.
They had like 3 record deals or something?
Four.
4 record deals before they hit. Really big.
Well,
they'd
hit. Yeah. I mean, they had Boondocks, but even Boondocks, people were like...
Did they have a break between Boondocks and like... Was there like...
Bring On Home. So this is funny. Boondocks, everybody thinks went number one. It didn't. It went to number 9.
Okay.
And we have like this, Philip and I's number, we have a number, is 9.
Okay.
And then now...
How did y'all get that number?
It just always was showing up.
Okay.
Like our first place, it added up to a 9.
Okay.
Like it just kept showing up. And then even Penelope's birthday... it's on the 27th. So
9.
You know, we got married on March 27th.
Okay. So 9 is your number.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just, and we didn't like plan that. It just happened.
Yeah.
And so when it shows up, we always feel like we're making a good choice, right decision.
I love those little like winks, universal winks.
Yeah. Like somebody up there is looking up for us for sure. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we just kind of, they had 4 record deals. I mean, we panicked a lot, but he just did it. I mean, he grew up on welfare. He has like a whole story that I feel like I hope one day I've been trying to encourage him that he can really like share. He's such a hard worker and he inspires me every day, and Penelope too. He just gets up and does it, you know, no matter what it takes, and he loves it. I mean, with a smile on his face, he's grateful for every opportunity. He's like the... dreamer. He's the dreamer of the van for sure.
I love that.
He's like the optimist, you know.
Yeah. Just the world's wide open.
Uh-huh. Forever. Like he doesn't believe there's an age or a time or it will happen when it will happen. You know?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
How fun to be married to someone like that.
He's fun. I'm the mean one in the marriage.
Whatever. Okay, then y'all have the sweetest marriage ever because you are like, if it rains, you're going to melt. You're so sweet.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Poor Philip. Everybody should pray for him because I'm Portuguese, Irish, and I'm a Taurus.
What does your mean look like?
What?
What does your mean look like?
Oh, God.
Do you have a temper?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I do. Well, it just about certain things.
Okay, what sets your temper off?
If you mess with my family.
Well, yeah, Mama Bear's coming for you.
Mama Bear's coming. Or in my friends. And I don't like injustices.
Yeah.
Like, it really bothers me when it's not right. Because I feel like it's really easy to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's harder to do the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, and just make it right. Even if you made a mistake, just say...
Own it.
Own it. Mm-hmm. I messed up. I'm so sorry.
Right.
You know, I didn't mean... That was not my intention... But just to own it is a big, I think that's easier than
so many people can't deny do that
it.
Though.
I know, but why? That's what, that always blows my mind.
I know. It's like, why can't you just admit that you're wrong? Or I think it's ego. That ego can be so overwhelming and strong.
It's true. But ego is not a bad thing either.
You got to keep it in check though.
Uh-huh.
But I know, I wonder why it's so hard for some people to just own up to, because once you own up to something, it's over.
And it feels better.
It feels better. It's
my gosh,
over.
My soul feels better. Like inside.
You can release that. Because
yes.
I feel toxic. When I
Me
know
too.
I have something going on that's like not settled.
Right.
Or whatever. I'm like, ugh. I just can't get over it.
That's how I feel. And I can't sleep and I don't eat and it just feels yucky. And then as soon as I admit it, own it,
Confront
and release
it,
it's gone.
Yeah.
And then I have a better relationship with that person too.
Yeah.
You know?
And they respect you for just like, and not letting it fester and grow. And that's another thing. Some people will hold on to something for so long. Like years go by and relationships get stagnant or stop. Or, and then it's like becomes this huge thing when it could have been nipped in the bud.
Yep.
Now it grows and has a whole life of its own. So it's like such a big deal to actually get through it.
I agree. And I think if we could, especially as women, I feel like women, we are not very kind to each other. And it's okay to not be friends, but just be nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay if you don't dig that girl's style or the way she does things, or you don't want to hang out with her all the time because she just, it's not your jam, whatever. But you can still be nice.
Totally.
And kind and just wish them well.
Yeah.
Just be a good person.
Yes.
Because it takes more energy to be negative. And I hate hearing and seeing stuff like that. And especially raising a daughter, and I'm trying to teach Penelope, like, listen, you don't have to be friends with everybody, but you have to be nice to everybody.
So how do you instill that in your daughter? Like, talk to me about parenting, because we're about to embark on having a little girl. And now you're in the big juicy part of it where she's got a mind of her own. She's
and hormones.
A preteen.
Yay for hormones.
Yay for hormones. Boys are going to be entering the picture soon.
Oh, boys?
Are they in?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, they, gosh.
They're after her. I mean, Philip's like ready to, I mean, we don't even have a gun in the house and he's like ready.
So how do you navigate this season? Because you're in the preteen, teenager season.
Well, first of all, I feel like, I'm like, what happened? It went by.
Did it go by so fast?
I felt like I was pregnant for years and that she grew up in like 10 months.
So really it's that fast?
Mm-hmm. And she handles it well, but it is hard because I think communication is such a big thing and not freaking out.
So, okay, talk to me about that. How do you guys talk with Penelope? Say you need to teach her something.
You have to talk to her like a person.
So you don't just like lose your temper and like tell her.
I mean, I've lost my temper.
Yeah. I'll be your,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean, especially like in, you know, she tests you. She's going to test you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to learn to go, okay, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have lost my cool.
And even admitting it to her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's big
well,
of you.
Have, yeah. Well, I mean, you have to
show her by example.
Exactly. Cause she's going to lose her cool.
Yeah.
And to think that I'm perfect is like not, that's not what I want her to feel like.
That
I'm
you're
not
perfect,
a perfect
and untouchable.
Mom. Yes. But we're humans and we're relatable and she really responds well to that.
Mm-hmm.
And we just talk real things. And like, you know, I don't censor a whole lot of like music even, you know, like she picked a song out of Hamilton and it was a little race, like dicey, you know, even her music teacher was like, are you sure you want her to play that in the recital? And I was like, yeah, cause she
connected to it.
Yeah. And she probably doesn't understand all that, but I always leave the door open to talk about it, but it's in a form of art, you know, and she felt something about it. So you have to navigate that too, of feeling attached to something that maybe you're not necessarily attached to or you're digging, but it means something to her. So you can't downplay that.
Wow.
You know, you have to.
Do y'all have like a lot of conversations?
Yes.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Just like they just.
In short bursts.
Like casually just throughout life. Like.
Yeah. Like you got to keep it casual because otherwise she'll be like, Mom.
So how do you like casually drop the big topics? Like
I just kind of hang out with her for a little bit, like get in her space, whatever she's doing, whether it's drawing or homework, or just kind of lay on the floor with her and I'm like, so buddy, you know, and it opens the door because it makes it less like, Penelope, we have to sit down and talk.
Yeah
because that's terrifying. Like that makes not the truth come out
right.
It makes
you want her
it,
to be able to casually mention whatever's on her mind.
Yeah, cause especially over these next couple of years, because I want her to feel like if something happened that is inappropriate or wrong, she can come to us and not feel like she's in trouble.
Okay, so how, yes. So that is a big one. So not like overreacting.
It's hard not to.
Because what if something, like, what if it's like, you know, the boys drinking, all that stuff happens. Like, how do you not overreact?
It's hard.
I know.
It's super hard. And also, like, we have certain rules that Philip and I, like, really agree on. That's the other thing.
Like, what are some of them?
She's not allowed to spend the night at just anybody's house.
Yeah. I think that's smart.
You know, like, because I...
You need to make
call
sure
us
you,
the helicopter parents, like
you
all day long.
You know the parents, the friend, what's going on.
She literally has probably spent, I mean, obviously she spent the night at Karen and Jimmy's and Kimberly's house.
Yeah. And she lives on the road.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes. That's like aunts and uncles and family.
Yeah.
And she spent the night at my mom's house. And then there's only the Bullocks or some of our dear friends. And that's the only other place that she really is allowed to spend the night, just because we know them, we've had a long relationship with them, we align with the same
beliefs.
And just parenting. And I know Penelope's gonna not feel like it's like, wah, it's gonna be the same,
because that is a big deal.
It's hard. It's really hard, especially this day and age too. You just have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Because it's not even Penelope or most people, but every now and then, I mean, stuff pops up and it's like...
And she has a hard time sometimes with friends, like new friends that figure out who Philip is, and she has to navigate through all that.
How does she navigate that?
We're on the cusp of that.
Is she realizing that her dad's famous?
She's known that, but it doesn't really, she doesn't really care.
Yeah.
She's like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, good, you know.
Yeah.
Seen it, done it, been there.
It's not like, it's just life.
Right. But I think what she's learning is sometimes people aren't authentic about their relationship with her.
Mm.
And I think that's really going to be our next big hurdle.
Okay.
For her.
Like she might get let down thinking this person is her friend.
Wants to be her friend, but she really just probably wants to come over and
see Philip. Yeah.
Which is kind of devastating to her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. But you know, she's a tough little cookie, but it's, you know what? You have to take it day by day. And I think you just have to trust your gut.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's incredible about our bodies as women, mm-hmm. that once you have that baby, there's this nature takes over.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just does. And it's weird. I mean, you will like hear something before it even happens, kind of a thing.
So you're saying I'm going to know how to do this.
Yeah. Believe me. I looked at Philip and I was like, you can divorce me. And I don't know how I'm going to keep this baby alive.
That's how I feel right now. I'm like, even just like trying to understand all the things the baby needs, like things, like actual material things.
Listen, all they need is a diaper and some milk. That's what you have to like remember.
Yeah.
Like there's babies and like sweet Amy, her little daughter, I think about that orphanage.
Oh yeah. Amy from Amy Brown.
Yes.
I know. Yeah. And she, yes, like she didn't grow up with like all the
things
that we have over here.
Uh-uh. And she's healthy and beautiful and
it's so thriving. Good with babies. Like I just saw her the other day. She's actually my neighbor and she's like holds newborns. Like she's better with newborns than I am. I'm like, can you teach me?
Hey, she might be a good babysitter.
I know,
I'm just saying
down the street. And she just turned 11.
Like so if like, you can take a nap for a minute.
Yes.
I would sign her up for that.
I know. I'm so happy to know that there's a babysitter down the street.
Yeah. I used to do that when I was her age.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only need it for probably like a few hours here and there.
Girl, if you can get a nap in, it will change your life.
I know.
That's the other thing. Get a nap when the baby naps.
Yes.
But everything else is just things
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. Like,
I know.
They don't have to be dressed perfectly. They can literally just be in a diaper. I mean, Penelope half the time was in a diaper and like a onesie from Target that I could throw away.
Yeah. Because it probably got ruined every day.
For sure.
Yeah.
One time I came, oh, this is sad. Kimberly and Karen and I went to Walmart and I had Penelope and Kimberly had Daisy and Penelope was little and like where I kept her in the car seat still out in public just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't get bumped because she was I was paranoid.
Oh yeah. I mean, it's hard not to be paranoid.
Yeah, especially with your first one. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we ever have a second one, I would probably be like, meh.
So door's open for second one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We it's always open.
Okay. Never shut.
No. I mean, I think that's like not right.
So if a baby wants to come, a baby comes.
Baby comes. Yeah.
I love that. I love how y'all are just so open like that.
Well, I mean, especially like in this day and age, I've struggled with fertility. I've seen friends of mine struggle with fertility.
So many people struggle with fertility.
It's sad.
It is. And I'm so glad people are talking about it now.
Yeah.
Because I just used to think, oh, it's so easy to get pregnant. Oh, it's just going to happen
you think
so
it,
naturally.
Yeah. It doesn't.
But like, and it is sad. Like the journey can be really devastating.
Philip and I lost a baby. Not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before that.
How did you handle that? What did it do to you emotionally?
So technically it was a chemical pregnancy. So
I had one of those too. It's a baby.
It feels weird because you realize like there is a person, but it didn't feel like a pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it did, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like that weird limbo.
Mm-hmm.
And, I handled it. I don't know. I think I'm still like digesting it really.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I'm that person that likes boundaries a lot. Mm-hmm. And I like to shut things out that are uncomfortable. And sometimes I just don't deal with it. And then it comes up later, which is not a good thing, but it's just the way I process. I'm mm-hmm. just, I like to be patient with myself and my emotions and wait till I'm ready to face it. But I think Philip and I were definitely heartbroken, but we also are so grateful because we have Penelope.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like that weird emotion of like, okay, how can you not be grateful for this life?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you, I mean, it's sad, but I have a beautiful baby.
Mm-hmm.
And some moms don't, and some women don't, and mm-hmm. some women won't ever, you know, and that's heartbreaking to me. So I can't be sad.
But then I know, and that's how I put it in perspective too. I mean, I didn't have a baby, but I put like all my blessings into perspective. I'm like, okay, I have a really amazing yeah. life, all this great stuff. Like I can't be upset. But then the other side of it is this sucks, you know, like right. this really is emotional and right. like you wanted it so badly. And
our bodies are graphic about it too. I think as women, like we don't give ourselves enough credit about how like graphic that really can be physically,
yeah,
visually. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
And it can be painful.
It was painful. It was emotionally painful and physically painful.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're just like, but I still have to get up every day and you got to move forward and just be grateful. And that's why I think Philip and I always have the door open for a baby. I don't care how old we are. It's just a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to have mm-hmm. a baby.
It's not easy to have a baby.
No.
It's really not.
Which makes me sad. So.
But then some people, it just happens, no big deal. And it's right. easy breezy.
Which is great.
Which is awesome.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's so great. But right. I feel like for the majority of women, it is a process.
It's a process.
Yeah.
And, you know. That's why you just got to be, I can't shut that door. I feel like I'm doing a disservice.
You're just going to leave it open to uh-huh. see what happens.
Yeah.
I do think going through the fertility struggle, I don't know what it's technically called, or like yeah. loss, or like wanting baby, not being able to get pregnant, all of that.
Right.
It does add an appreciation that I didn't know before.
Me too. Because like we were talking about, like I literally used to be so scared to get pregnant.
Oh, me too. I wanted to avoid pregnancy like the plague.
Yes,
I was
for
like,
sure.
Oh gosh,
don't
no.
touch me. I feel like I'm ovulating. Don't touch me.
I mean, I thought I was gonna get pregnant all the time.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. like that.
And
was,
I'm like, I'm not ready. I can barely keep myself alive.
I know. And now I'm like, dang, I should have not been so worried about it.
I know, right? It's just different, and we just gotta embrace it.
Yeah. It's funny how your mind changes about it all.
Yeah. Especially, I think when you hit that idea or mentality, I guess, is you just go with it.
Because
mm-hmm. whatever, if we end up having 10 more kids, amazing.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
But if we don't, I'm happy with my life. I'm really happy with my life. And I love what Philip and I have created and worked so hard for.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Tell me what you love the most about your life.
Just how much I love being around my family.
What is y'all's family dynamic like? When y'all three are together, what's the vibe?
Mom is always the odd man out.
Mom's the odd man out?
Yes.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Penelope's the daddy's girl, which I love. I've kind of maybe...
You encourage that.
Oh, for sure. Shove that. Because, I mean, that's what little girls should have.
How do you do that? How do you make her a daddy's girl? Because I want to help Michael be a daddy's, have a daddy's girl too.
I have to be the heavy, and I'm okay with it.
I kind of be the one to.
But I have crack to teach her
rules.
How to be a woman.
Yeah.
I mean, if we had a little boy,
like Philip, can kind of lay way. It down if it really needs, like
if you, I need backup,
he's there. But if you're just handling day to day stuff, I kind of feel like that's going to be Michael's and my dynamic. Yeah.
It's way healthier too, because then you don't. I mean, Philip doesn't want to get on to her, mm-hmm. especially like. Being a man, he doesn't mm-hmm. want to do that because mm-hmm. he doesn't want her to think that that's okay. Mm-hmm. And later on down the road. So I'm okay with being the heavy, and he really does help our relationship. He's not like, oh, your mom's wrong. He's like, okay,
he's not like teaming up against you.
No, he helps her understand why I'm getting onto her.
So he's always on your side, but he just gets to be the soft,
gentle
like breakdown of it, like, yes. She can come crying to him and he'll be like, oh, it's okay, let me explain why in the nice way, and let's go get ice cream.
110%.
And you're over here like, you're welcome, Philip. I
love you too, honey. but if we had a boy, it would be the reverse. Mm-hmm. I think it's just I have to teach her how to be a woman, and I have to teach her how to navigate relationships, and he can't do that because that's a relationship I'm trying to teach her how to navigate, mm-hmm. you know, like to be respected by a man or by another person, mm-hmm. you know, and he doesn't want to send the wrong message.
I love that though.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, and I was a daddy's girl. Oh, I still am a daddy's girl. But
and now they live up the street from y'all.
Yeah. Like 45 seconds away. It's a problem.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But now we can ride our little bike down there. It's so sweet.
That's so sweet.
So sweet. I love it. Like, kind of makes me teary.
Yeah.
She actually got an inflatable costume as a unicorn.
Yeah.
And she ran down to my parents' house, and I have the video of it. And
in
I,
the costume?
Uh-huh.
So and there's a unicorn running up down the streets.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and isn't
knocked
that
on their door and was like, she was like pawing at the door. It was hysterical. I mean, I don't think I could ever have laughed so hard, which
those
is
are the
a
moments,
nightmare,
though,
memory. Yeah.
Of life. Because it's like, here you are, you have this beautiful life with your husband and your daughter. Then you have your family and like your people around. And yeah. It's like, oh my gosh, how wonderful.
You got to keep your little nest tight,
mm-hmm.
you know, like. And I get social anxiety sometimes when we do big events, but then I have to, that's what grounds me.
So what
like,
does that feel
me.
Like when you get social anxiety?
Oh my gosh.
Like, what does it come from?
I don't know. my mind, I make things.
Is it just the mass amount of people?
I think so. And I think I just try, I want to be so on point for Philip,
mm-hmm.
and support him and not say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing.
Which you never could do.
Well.
I mean, even your.
Except for falling on the.
Which is the best thing.
Ever falling in my face, you know, that
which
one
makes
time
everyone love you more. It just makes you more lovable.
I'm just real, you know.
And exactly, which is what is the best.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something.
I mean, I love you times 100 more now. I wish I just wish I could have seen it.
I wish somebody
I wish
besides
it was
everybody else. And I mean, it was, it's definitely a marking moment.
That's the best.
So that's like what gives me anxiety is like, I know that potentially I could make a mistake.
But also Philip would never care.
No, he doesn't care.
Because you're just living your life.
He laughed so hard. I mean, when he heard about that, he was like, I didn't even tell him. Somebody else did. And he was like, honey, did you fall?
Like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean? I fell yesterday at home. What are you talking about? Yeah. I mean, it's just...
It is like a swarm of people at those things, and it's all the who's who and all sorts of cameras, and everyone's getting documented, and
it's fun. There's like it's like the yin and the yang. It's fun to do those things. It's fun to get dressed up, and
you have great friends back there like Caroline Bryan,
yes.
And I'm sure
she's my yeah.
Y'all hang tight at those.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. We yeah
yeah.
She's my girl. I love Caroline. She has the biggest heart in the entire world.
Truly, and like with all the
funny.
Things they've been through. Her ability to stay funny
and kind
and Luke too. I mean, they like they see the bright
side. I think
side
Caroline
of life.
Makes Luke that way.
I think it's always the woman. I think every great man is awesome because there's a badass woman by his side.
She literally, I mean, I can't even tell you how generous her heart is. Like, naturally, it's not a forced thing for her. It's just her. It's her essence, you know? She would literally, oh, you got a problem? Come here. I'll take it. I'll help you. We'll fix it. It's okay. And like send you, like a duckling, like send you on your way. You know, she just is incredibly generous and kind. I cannot gush enough about that woman. Mm-hmm. She's inspiring.
I want to be her.
I want to. Yeah. My next life.
My next life. You are that already.
No.
Yes, you are. You both are.
Her and I have kind of a joke too, that, because when Luke and Little Big Town went on tour together.
I bet that was Abel last.
Well, yeah, my liver thinks so too. it was really fun. It felt like family. But I mean, even, okay, this, here's a great instance. I was not able to come out on the road when they had to leave. And Caroline was like, well, I'm flying out. Do you want to just surprise Philip? It was his birthday. And she let me hop on the plane with her and surprise him. And I was like, can I pay for my seat? Can I do anything? Like, what can I do? And she refuses. Like, I tried to Venmo her and she refused it. Rude.
Rude.
Yeah. Like, she's just a good human. Mm-hmm. She's fun to be around. But we have a little joke that when we get older, because, you know, they're always working and you know how that goes.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of like, are we going? Are we doing? What are we doing? Like, it's a day-to-day change.
Yeah, you don't know what your schedule's like.
Ever.
When you're going on the road, when you're staying home. It's kind of, and it's kind of last minute, probably.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it changes all the time, right?
All the time. Well, shows come in all the time, too. I mean, right. You have your set tour, but then random things pop up.
Right, which is great, but you just never know how to plan your personal life. Mm-hmm. And so we came up that Caroline and I were going to be a couple, and that we're Mavis and Opal Schmuder. And for like the longest time, we couldn't figure out who was Mavis and who was Opal.
Schmuder?
Schmuder.
So who's Mavis?
I'm Mavis and okay. She's Opal. We did okay. Rock, paper, scissors shoot for
the
name.
They're both solid choices. I mean, you can't go wrong with either.
And we're like an 80-year-old couple, like Golden Girls. Think about that. Like, we're not like ourselves. We're like Golden Girl, fanny pack, full-on like stretchy pants.
Like, please tell me LeClaire can join the club.
Yes.
Caroline's mother-in-law. Oh my gosh. LeClaire's my favorite person also.
She's hysterical. She cracks us up. She keeps
us
in stitches.
She needs her own TV show.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I would watch that all day, every day.
I would
day.
Watch it all day, every day. She yeah. didn't Instagram near enough.
Uh-uh.
I'm like, every time she puts a new video up, I'm like, yes, LeClaire, thank you.
Especially in her Airstream. That's my favorite.
And she just loves to drink Bud Light or Budweiser all yes. day. I'm just like, LeClaire, you are too good to be true.
Yeah, it's funny. She's hilarious. Yeah. She keeps us in stitches.
But also, it's great that you have, like, friends and, like, a community within the big blur of this music industry yeah. and how
you have to have somebody to relate to.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think that's why you and I have always, like, connected.
Yes.
And those moments, because, like...
It's so nice to see someone that you're like, oh, hey.
It's like a breath of fresh air. Yeah. Like, I'm drowning in the ocean, but there you
Yay.
Are. Yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot to be in the public eye. I mean... comes off more glamorous than it really is. Mm-hmm. And because we are all just humans at the end of the day, I still brush my teeth. I still have my coffee. I still have my moments.
Yeah.
I still have eyelashes that pop off.
Oh yeah. Mine do all the time.
I mean, sorry, I still... Amy Buns. I put mascara on.
Oh, I put a mascara on my lashes the other day and they all fell off when I took them off.
Uh-huh.
Are you getting them done soon?
Yeah.
Because they look great, but like mine all fell off when I took the lash.
I love Amy, and Amy, I'm probably, she calls it lash detention. I'm in detention.
Because you put mascara on.
Oh, for sure.
I know. Sometimes when you get to the it's end hard. And you need to fill, yes. and you're like, oh, I'm just going to put a little mascara on. I've done it twice now, and every time I'm like, ooh, I shouldn't have done that.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's
but
what
you
I'm
got
saying.
You.
But I enjoy those things too. So it's like you bounce between the material world and I don't know what you would even call that, but just real life and material things. And, mm-hmm. and it is fun to dress up. It is fun to get your eyelashes done. It is, I mean, I'm not complaining about any of that, but yeah. it does, it's the yin and the yang,
yeah.
you know, for every high, there's a low, you
yeah.
know?
And that's why I love that you are, like, you're just such a real person and you're so genuine. And it's so nice to just be able to talk about the real, like, the exciting parts, the awesome yeah. parts, and then the real parts. Like, today when I came over here, I told you I've been a little constipated.
Girl.
And
and I shared the story that I was.
Pregnancy will do that to you. And yeah. you're just like, oh, yeah, I know how it feels.
Girl, you might want to sit in the shower.
I literally, I mean, I'm just gonna share this story because it's too good.
Okay.
I told you already, but I was on my walk today and I have been, I'm sorry everyone listening, but I'm pregnant and TMI. I have been like having constipation issues.
It hurts too. It and hurts especially you have a human sitting on top of all that.
Oh my gosh. And then the bump just gets so big and it's like, it feels swollen.
And you want to eat, but you can't eat.
Oh, and then you just need to lay down and then it can't breathe. And so I was like, my doctor said I could take this stuff called Marilax.
Yep.
And I took it. And then I went, I was like, I'm not just going to take Marilax. I'm going to add a vegetable juice on top of it. I'm really going to get my pipes going.
That's so amazing. I was like, I'm going to knock this.
We're going to get the pipes flowing. Yeah, basically. So I got like a giant beet juice with like a celery, ginger, all sorts of stuff in it. And then halfway through the walk, I puked all over the road. And then like I had to just rush home and it literally wiped me out. I had to lay on the couch before I came over here to interview you. You texted and you're like, can we push this back 30 minutes? I'm like, oh dear God, thank you. Because I am like trying to recover right now.
No. And I told you, I was like, you might want to sit in the shower.
Just, you know, safe place. Safest place you can be.
At least it's like feels cleanly.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to sit in the shower with like Clorox spray.
That's the thing, like with pregnancy, it's so hard to get pregnant, and I'm so grateful to be here, so I'm not complaining. But then you're here and all these things are happening with your body.
Body's crazy.
I'm like, holy cow.
Yeah,
this is bananas. And my boobs are enormous.
I mean, and then your husband,
sexy.
Oh well, your husband thinks they are.
Oh, he thinks they're great.
My husband used to chase me around. I was like, don't touch baby.
Oh, I'm like, don't gosh, touch me. These things are not sexy. They're just like giant watermelon milk bags. They're not even milking yet. Yeah,
no. I'm like, I'm not the family cow.
I know. It's funny how my body has quickly in this phase of pregnancy. Like I used to like really be stylish in my mind and like care about being stuff.
You're still stylish, girl.
But now like being pregnant, like it has left me. Like, I don't feel like this body is mine right now.
Well,
and it doesn't feel, I don't feel sexy. I feel cute and I'm like loving being pregnant, but it's not like, oh, here I am.
Like,
with
look
all
at
my
me.
Sexiness.
Like, I'm not going to do the dance. Like, that one woman. I'm like, how do you, why?
Yeah, I'm not trying to like.
It looks aggressive. And I would probably pee on myself if I danced like that.
I don't even know.
Have you seen this? Okay.
A pregnant woman getting down?
Oh, yeah. She was like.
Feeling herself?
Oh, she's like having triplets and like dancing in the hospital in her gown. I mean, I'm good for her.
Yes.
I mean, she deserves all the kudos, but I would pee on myself.
Yes.
Actually, that did happen one time.
You peed? Oh my God. Were you in public?
Oh, it's okay. So Nashville traffic is crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was super pregnant on a way to a meeting. And got stuck in traffic, and I was like, oh man, I should have gotten to the bathroom.
I know, that's the thing. You think you can hold it. You're like, oh, I'll be fine.
Because I've done it before.
Yeah.
Before you had.
You can't hold it.
No.
It's impossible to hold.
Oh, I peed all over myself and the car, called Philip crying.
Oh, gosh. No.
Like,
you're like, I just couldn't hold it.
Yeah. And we lived in a condo at the time, so I had to like walk through the building with.
Pee on yourself.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was like the most humiliating thing I think I've ever, but it's funny now.
Yeah,
it
is,
because
it happens.
At the time I like just cried. I was like, I am a 2-year-old. I can't even like hold my bladder anymore.
I know. It's so nuts.
Yeah, you can't get certain things out and certain things to stay in.
Man, so I've been trying to wear like my old underwear that I had been wearing. Like just regular.
Yeah.
And like I used to in my past life. Yeah. I used to wear like thongs and cute boy shorts and stuff. So I was just trying to still rock them. I just went to the store and I just bought full blown granny panties.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm wearing them with panty lines now.
Me too. I don't even care.
I'm like, God, I'm not even going to try to stick underwear up my butt right now.
No
way.
Nothing else needs to go around there.
All my nether regions need to have some space.
Need space to breathe.
Oh, it's too tight. Yes. Everything's too tight.
Yes. I mean, I literally remember just laying in bed being like, with nothing, like, I can breathe.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
I know. And I finally just got one of those giant pillows. It's like the U pillow that is the full body pillow.
You so probably still use it when they're like 11.
Well, I
just
mean.
Just so you know.
Do you still use yours?
Oh, yeah, girl.
It's the greatest pillow in the world.
It's comfortable.
It is.
Everybody needs a body pillow.
It's the greatest. I mean, it really is. I can see why husbands might not like it, though, because I'm like, although I will wake up and Michael's like on it with me.
Yes, I know. Philip's like, can I get a little corner?
That body pillow is a game changer.
Game changer.
Yeah.
But my neck doesn't hurt anymore.
No, and you're fully embraced. You can like hug it and straddle it.
You can lay in your husband and your boyfriend and like not get a crick in your neck. And then you get older.
And you got to keep yourself feeling good. You got to take care of yourself.
I mean, I love cuddling with Philip, but sometimes I'm like, give me that pillow.
Oh my gosh.
Here's your corner.
Yeah, you can have a little bit.
Yeah.
A tiny bit. Maybe.
Maybe.
But it is funny. I'm really kind of like enjoying this season of life.
Yeah.
Because now I'm like, oh, okay. Before I got pregnant, I cared a lot more about like things that I don't even care about in the slightest.
Isn't that crazy?
Like not even a little. And I hope that I come back to caring a little bit, maybe one day. But like, I also am like,
it's perspective. It just puts you in check a little.
Yeah. Cause it's like, what really matters here?
Yeah.
A, comfort.
Right.
But then B, your family and keeping this baby healthy.
Yeah. I mean, thank you, Lululemon, for all my pants for the last 10 years.
I love you, Lululemon. What would we do without stretch pants?
Girl, they like changed my life because it makes me feel put together.
Athleisure.
Yeah.
It looks so cute.
Yeah.
And everything's so cute.
Oh, I did work out. Not really.
Yeah. I had a nice walk.
Just kidding.
Around the house.
Yeah. I did not throw up on the street today.
I did not throw up bright red beet juice on the street today. It's totally fine.
Not today.
Not today. That was someone else.
Yeah. Who is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. I love it.
I know.
Parenting's hard, but it's good. It's just like we were talking about. It's like the yin and the yang. And I think you should just follow your heart. I had a glass of wine towards the end of my pregnancy.
Yes.
I literally had my husband after Penelope was born. Okay. Philip is the best too. So he probably does deserve 10 kids, but he made a playlist for me. He had a candle. He kept all the lights low.
So everybody peaceful and calm,
and he would not let, like, he just made sure everybody who was coming in wasn't like, oh my God. And cause I had a C-section, I had to have emergency C-section, which is not fun. And also like did not want, had a birth plan and we were going to do this.
Yeah. I've already decided not to have one of those.
Don't.
I've had too many friends who just had things didn't go according to plan.
Well, and especially having a girl, you think you're going to plan for them?
Yeah. They got their own mind.
Yeah. For sure. Which is a good thing.
Were you like in danger?
Penelope was, her heart rate dropped dramatically. I was induced and then she was refusing to come. She was like, no.
And her heart rate was dropping. So it's like, baby's got to come out.
Yep. And so we did, my C-section was amazing. Like for all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, they were like whirling me down to the OR and they were like, Miss Sweet, can you move on to the operating table? And I literally just lifted up and I was like, nope, sure can't.
That's not all happening. Gone.
Yeah. And I literally told Philip I was going to take a nap and just to let me know when Penelope was born, like wake me up. Cause I was so comfortable. It was really a dream. No joke. I mean, I was terrified of all of that, all of it. And Philip, he's a little squeamish. Not a little, he's a lot squeamish.
So he's seeing his wife getting cut open and his daughter being pulled out.
So they put like a screen, right?
Uh-huh.
And he like pulls the little screen over himself too. He was like, nope, can't, nope.
Mm-mm. Too much.
Yeah. Mm-mm. The nurse had that smelling salt, you know, like really close. I told him, I was like, listen, if he sees anything, he's going down.
Oh my gosh.
He cuts his finger and he goes down.
Guys can't handle anything, can they?
No.
I mean, guys can never handle childbirth.
No. Philip says that all the time. He's like, no.
Like, you're over there getting cut open, pulling out a baby. And he's trying not to pee behind the curtain. But that is guys in general.
But then he never left her side, because I literally got a little mom crazy since I was being operated on and they had to stitch me up and she had to go to the nursery. I was like, don't leave my baby. Like, don't put her down. Don't let anybody take her from you. Like, you make sure that we get that baby.
This is our baby.
Yeah. And he did. He literally, she never even spent a night in the nursery.
He stayed with her?
Uh-huh. He would roll her down to get a bath and roll her back. Uh-huh. And he was always in the room. And he got me a cheeseburger and a bottle of wine after I had her.
Now that is husband of the year right there.
I was like, yes.
Oh gosh, how was that wine?
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I had two glasses and I probably shouldn't have, but.
Man, I was craving a cold beer the other day. I wanted a big, big beer on draft.
I craved beer when I was pregnant with Penelope and I make Philip drink it. I'd be like.
Just whiff, give me a whiff. I know.
What is? Oh, I wonder if that's a thing.
Were you pregnant in the summer?
Yeah. Well, because Penelope was born in December. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I don't know. I think because like it's starting to feel like so good outside.
And you just want that crisp.
I
want
to go sit on a patio. And
I'm not trying to tempt you, but.
I know. Like a draft, like a flavored one. Like yes. Like a
Blue Moon.
Yes.
Yes. I used to make Philip drink Blue Moon all the time with an orange. I was like, can I lick the orange?
It just started happening. I hadn't craved any alcohol until right about now. We're halfway through.
Yeah, that was me. I had no problem like leaving it.
It hasn't even fazed me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I've been filling that space with like all sorts of ice cream and cheeseburgers pizza. Dr. Pepper has become my vice.
Mine was Diet Coke, which is worse.
I know. I feel so bad. I'm like, I never drink soft drinks, and now I'm craving soft drinks while I'm pregnant. Like, that's terrible.
But you know what? Write your own book.
I know.
You know, like,
I only let myself have like healthy. One a day if I need it.
I mean, but at the end of the day, your body's working hard, and if you want something,
sometimes
get it, girl.
Like, after I threw up today and had that episode, I was like, I got a bag of Chex Mix, ate the whole thing, and a Dr. Pepper.
Okay, we got to talk about Chex Mix and the brown. You told me that the toast.
I think they're called Gardettos. They're just the brown ones, like the brown chip things.
That toasty things?
That's why people buy Chex Mix.
Yeah, like I literally eat those for like.
Yes, you can buy them in just their own bag.
Like eating one color of like. Sweet tarts.
Why do they put pretzels in Chex Mix? I feel like that ruins it.
I know. I'm like, if
do
I
you
want
like
a
pretzels?
No.
The pretzels are like, I'm fine if with I everything pretzel, else but the pretzel.
Like, I'll get a pretzel.
Pretzels are like, pretzels are like just like the worst, like disappointing snack to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it kind of feels like a chip, but not but really. It's not as satisfying.
It feels like
like it's
an insult.
Yes, it's like the rude snack.
It's the rude snack. I'm like, you're giving me, like every time they hand out pretzels on a plane, I'm like, I don't want pretzels.
No, rude.
Rude. I'll take Cheez-Its, but like pretzels, gross.
Goldfish, anything.
I know.
I can get my own pretzels.
I know. Pretzels are just so disappointing to me.
Yeah, me too. But
I'm glad you feel that way.
Yeah. I mean, I like them, but.
I mean, I'll eat them. Once I eat them, I'm like, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I don't want it in the bag of Chex Mix, so all the good stuff.
Well, and like hummus, I wish. Hummus came with the little toasty things instead of pretzels.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I don't mind the flat chip pretzels ones as much.
Right. Like the big,
actually feel like more bready chips.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they're so skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know. A regular pretzel just doesn't do it for me.
Uh-uh. Me either. I feel like I'm hungover or should be hungover if I'm eating them. Like, because it's just so bland.
Just so bland.
Like a salt lick.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, out of all of your life and everything that you have experienced and just this beautiful life that you've lived, what do you think the point of all of us being here is? Like, all the walks of life that you've seen. And you posted something that Anthony Bourdain said.
Yeah.
And it's like, the more places I've gone, the more people I've met, the less I feel like I know. Because you are, like, getting enlightened.
See, that's the other side of, like, I love people watching. And I love people in general. When I was in college, I wanted to be a psychologist and help people understand themselves and the world. And what Anthony said spoke to me so hugely, because we go to these shows and here's this fan, here's this person. And what is their walk of life? Mm-hmm. What do they do? You know, like, how do they come home? And Phillip's, we call her Granny Brown. His mom is so sweet. But like, for instance, she is so well put together and she cooks on a riverboat, and like, she's beautiful and just as beautiful as anybody else, celebrity or not. And
that's her walk of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That for a living. And she's great at it. I mean, she cooked for us last night. My house probably still smells like ham and beans, but I don't care.
You're in heaven.
Yeah. I mean, I ate so much it hurt. But, you know, it's like you just
never know. Everyone has their own walk of life.
Yeah. And you never know what somebody's going through. Even our sweet neighbors next door, he has, I'm going to say it wrong, but it's a form of pain that can happen after surgery. And it like starts in one nerve, but it makes your whole body, it like messes up your nerve system.
Okay.
So he's like in constant pain. Like sometimes his fingers like will get stuck.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's the sweetest human being ever. He helps us with our dog when we're out of town and can't bring her. And, you know, so you just never know what somebody's going through. And his wife goes and reads to this lady that's in hospice. I mean, and she would never tell you that in a million years.
I feel like when I was younger, I was a lot more quick to make assumptions about people.
For sure. I was super judgy, especially like at Penelope's age. I was like, oh.
You could have everyone dialed in a second.
Yes. And but, like, oh, who am I going to sit with on the bus for the field trip? If I sit with this person, I'm going to look weird or whatever. Yeah. And it doesn't really matter.
And you, like you said, like who even knows what's going on in someone's home life, in their personal life, emotionally, physically, mentally. Like
we're all striving to thrive.
And
you know?
Everybody has stuff that they're going through.
Right. And I really feel like our whole purpose in life is just to be happy. And if you're happy, you're going to make people around you happy, and you're going to make the world better, and you're going to do things that inspire and move. But if you're doing it for the wrong reason, it's not, the universe is going to quickly knock you back.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not today, you know?
How do you achieve happiness? Not like a specific goal, but like what is happiness to you?
You have to work for it. Happiness is not easy. I mean, it's not like you just, oh, I'm happy. You like have to do and create.
Do you change the way you think? Do you rewire your brain sometimes?
Yeah. Like, because I think one thing will make me happy. And then when I'm not getting it, I get frustrated. And I'm like, well, but I thought this was really going to make me happy. And but Philip has taught me that too. He's like, okay, if this is happening, maybe rethink it. Don't stop it. Just rethink it. Like redirect yourself. And because it's not worth spending hours being miserable or upset like that. Like, be
upset. Just because you had one idea of how to get there doesn't mean that it's actually the way that's going to make you happy.
Right. Or because somebody else did it that way doesn't mean it will work for you. And that's okay. And it's okay to reroute and rethink and redo and do it differently. Do you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to be upset and be emotional, but you can't wallow in the mud.
How do you stay out of the comparison game? Like, if you find yourself falling down it, how do you get out of that?
You know what I've done recently?
What?
I think in my head compliments about that person.
I love that.
So instead of comparing myself, I'm like, okay, I'm going to stop. Okay, I really love her for this or him for that or whatever it might be.
I love that.
Instead of thinking I'm not
enough.
I'm jealous
of them because they have
this. I hate jealousy.
It's so ugly.
It's so ugly, and it doesn't make
you feel ugly.
Yeah, and it really, green with envy is like the perfect way of describing jealousy.
Because it makes you feel just grody.
Yeah, it's not worth it. So,
and especially when you know in your heart that you have so much to be thankful for, which we all have something to be thankful for,
no matter what situation you're in.
It's just
we're above ground.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly.
We're here and we're alive and we're going to make a difference. But yeah, I just recently adopted that.
I love that. I'm going to steal that.
Go for it. I mean,
think compliments. Cause I don't find myself like getting, I try really hard to stay out of the comparison game, but sometimes it's hard. Like get in it.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It is natural to compare yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're all born competitive and we're at the end of the day,
you can feel left out or
mammals,
like,
you know, it's like you're wired that way.
Yeah.
And you can create things that aren't real really quick.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to remember, okay, that's not really happening. I'm just thinking that.
Right.
And this person is so wonderful or does this really great. Or even if you don't really enjoy that person's company, you can find something nice to say.
Yeah.
You know, like just find it, and then it feels better, and then you feel released from it all.
Yes.
You know, because it can be a game of trap.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's cancerous. And it's like a virus.
It's not good for your body. I mean, stress is like the worst thing for your body.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just gotta, it's hard.
I'm not saying it's easy. Think of compliments.
Yeah. Think of compliments.
I could talk to you forever, but we're already like at an hour, so I'm going to wrap up.
Can oh my gosh.
And you're just the best.
I love you. I'm really proud of you. Congratulations on everything. You are such a hard worker. And I mean, honestly, Caroline, I'm just really freaking proud of you.
You're so sweet. Like, Rebecca, you're so nice. You called me. Like, when you called me the other day, you're like, I'm just so happy for you. You're just such a thoughtful, kind friend. And I appreciate your heart and your spirit so much.
I'm a hot mess. What are you talking about?
I mean, so am I. I mean, I'm about as hot as mess as they come. But I just appreciate how kind you are and how loving you are as a friend. And you just choose to see the world in a great way. And it's really inspiring to be around you.
Well, I love you. And I'm seriously really proud of you. You work really hard. You're killing it, girl.
You are. Okay, so last question.
Okay.
Leave your light. So just leave some inspiration of what you want people to know. It can be some advice, or it can be something you've learned?
I just want people to know, actually, I want women to know that they are important, but there are also a really great men out there too. And we can't forget that. We can't leave the good men in the same gutter as the men that are not so good. Mm-hmm. There are really great men out there who support women. And I think we need to think bigger and do humanity. We need to be in it to win it for humanity, because we've got girls come, you know, mm-hmm. and I want them to feel okay to support a man too and choose her lot in life. But we all need to do that. We all need to be able to pick who we want to be with, who we want to have a business with, whatever. We all have that choice. And it's not just about women. It's about all of us. We've got to think bigger, because we are all in this together.
I love that.
And there are good men out there too.
There are great men out there.
You know, they're not all bad.
No, the bad ones get all the press and the attention, but there's a lot of great men.
Mm-hmm. And they don't get anything.
I know.
Like maybe a little tap on the back. Can't forget them. Don't leave them in the same gutter, you know?
I love that.
Yeah.
Speaking of good men, though, what about Little Big Town's song right now, The Daughters?
Okay, and it kills me.
That
so
song
much.
Is like unbelievable.
I'm really proud of Karen wrote that with
she
Ashley
did.
Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And
with Ashley
Sean,
Ray? Mm-hmm. I love Ashley Ray.
Me too. Her and I, we were old drinking buddies.
I went to college with Ashley
you
Ray.
You did?
Yes.
She's a nugget. And I will never forget this. It like marked me forever. We were watching their performance at the ACMs and we were holding hands and we looked at each other and we were like, this is full circle. Like her and I hanging out, being around. And
she was watching her song being sung by uh-huh. Little Big Town. Y'all were
on
like,
the stage.
And y'all, you're married to Philip. Wow.
It was like, I just like bawled like a 2-year-old.
How magical is life sometimes?
It's amazing. See, and that's like those moments, like when you're just like just be good people win.
Yeah.
And just be a good person.
But that song is special. And that's one thing I really appreciate about
I was told that when I was little, like, you better marry well, like, by family members. You better, you know, you better marry well, like, tap you on the shoulder. And I did marry well.
But you married well a soulful. For a
different reason.
Yeah.
Because I was in love and.
Not like, you better marry well, like someone who's going to
like
take
so
care
I can
of
survive.
You and survive. I know. It's like, marry someone who's going to take care of your heart.
Yeah. And because that's more important.
That is so much more important.
Yeah. But yeah, we do. I mean, I hope that song, I hope country radio plays it.
I appreciate about Little Big Town so much that they are never scared to make a statement with their music.
Me too.
And it like, they are
makes
not
me really proud.
It is really amazing. And they're like passionate about it.
Yeah. I mean, it's important.
They will say important messages through music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I love that.
I mean, that's why they do, they record music. I mean, they literally go into the studio to change the world, like around them, you know, good, bad, happy, sad, whatever it might be.
Speak their message that they feel.
Yeah. And because I think that's important too, you know. And I love that. I love that about them.
And
makes
I love
me proud,
how
mama.
You are like, you. I love how Little Big Town's a family though. Like it's all of you guys.
Yeah.
Because it takes all of y'all to make this machine work. If there is like tension or, I'm not saying you can't have tension or whatever, but to have the support of the spouses and to have everyone on board, that is just a beautiful, rare thing.
Well, the four of them cultivated that. I mean, I don't have any credit.
But you're the
to
same.
That,
you could come in and rock
choosing.
The boat. You could have come in and totally.
Why would I want to? Though it's
so
good. So
many people come in there and like have their own agenda. Feel, who knows, a plethora of things.
Right.
But you choose to embrace the beauty
I
of it all.
I love it. Yeah. And they love me. I mean, I really. It feels
all
good.
Embrace each other.
Yeah.
Like, and that's freaking beautiful.
I love that. Aw, I love them. And I love you. That's so sweet.
You're the best, Rebecca.
You're the best.
And like I said on the last podcast we did, it's no coincidence that your last name is Sweet, because you're the sweetest.
I know. You know what's funny about that is Philip, actually, when we got married, he was like, you don't have to take my last name. And I was like,
it's only the greatest last name ever.
Why?
You're giving me the best last name ever.
Rude. I'm going to take that.
Rude. Well, I love you so much. Thanks
I love
for
you too.
Coming on my podcast.
Oh my gosh, I love you. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.